From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Now, news about the other kind of pirates. This week, we reported a lot about the men who are hijacking ships off the coast of Somalia. Well, today, in a landmark ruling, four men have been convicted in Sweden of digital piracy, that is, copyright infringement. They were sentenced to a year in jail and fined millions of dollars for running a website called The Pirate Bay. People have used it to find unauthorized copies of movies and video games. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
There's one way the Somali pirates are just like the Swedish pirates. They know how to work the media. The four men convicted today of digital piracy announced it to the public in a Twitter message, even before the Swedish court did.
The Pirate Bay has always had a genius for self-promotion.
Analyst Dan Cryan from the media research firm Screen Digest. Pirate Bay is one of thousands of websites where fans can get access to free copies of hit songs, movies, and television shows. With 22 million users, it is among the most popular in the world.
Pirate Bay promotional antics include everything from spoofing the International Record Industry's trade body website to a collection of emails and the other sort of stunts.
Cryan says their high-profile antics turned them into the number one target for the entertainment industry, which says that online piracy is costing them billions of dollars of revenue a year. A Swedish court found the Pirate Bay founders guilty of assisting users to commit copyright violations by providing them with the technological tools. Outside the Stockholm courthouse, Judge Thomas Nordström commented on the decision to reporters.
They have been helpful to such an extent that they have entered into the field of criminal liability.
The court sentenced the defendants to a year in prison and ordered them to pay more than $3.5 million in damages. Defense attorneys had argued that the defendants weren't guilty because Pirate Bay doesn't actually have any illegal material on it. It just points users to where they can get the music of Coldplay, the latest Harry Potter film, and hot video games. One of the defendants, Peter Sunde, seemed surprised by the verdict and the sentence.
Actual jail time was a bit surprising, actually. That is quite bizarre in Sweden.
Sunde and the other defendants plan to appeal the verdict.
I'm still quite confident that the higher up you go in the Swedish court system, the more fair judgment you'll get.
The entertainment industry hasn't been able to get a guilty verdict against sites like Pirate Bay in the United States because they aren't the ones who actually have the unauthorized material. But industry lawyers say this case sets an important precedent. Joe Oliver is an attorney with the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry.
Because the Pirate Bay was such a well-known site, the courts, the convictions, and also the sentence serve as a deterrent to others who would engage in this sort of activity.
However, the defendants didn't seem to be deterred. Even after the verdict came down, the Pirate Bay was up and running, using servers set up somewhere outside of Sweden. In an internet video, Pirate Bay's Sunde mocked the verdict. He held up a handwritten IOU.
I think that's as close as they're going to get to any money from us.
Indeed, the entertainment industry may feel vindicated by the Swedish court's verdict, but the truth is that a decade of legal efforts to combat online piracy has done little to stop it. In fact, by most estimates, it continues to grow. Laura Seidel, NPR News.